Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
This is God. It's September 6, 2007. And here's Jesus, temporarily featuring me. This first segment was originally released January 20th, 2003.
Nazarene, here's a good question. Did Joseph and Mary have intimate relations while Mary was pregnant with you? Do you think it is appropriate for husbands to be intimate with their pregnant wives?
Laura, I'm going to shock a lot of the liberals with this one, but yes, it is very appropriate for husbands to have intimate relations with their pregnant wives. Perhaps in the last months of pregnancy, extreme caution should be taken. Caution should be taken at all times when a woman is pregnant. But there is scientific evidence, I think, that has been revealed that it is actually good for the child, for the father and mother to be intimate, because it releases chemicals into the mother's body when she is intimate that helps the child grow and mature. So this is a very beneficial thing for the child. Caution must be taken, of course. This is only understandable. But there is no reason whatsoever that a man and a woman cannot have intimate relations while the woman is pregnant. And yes, my mother and father did so, and it did no harm whatsoever, and it did not offend God in any way. And anybody that said it did, well, I've got a nice hot place for them to go when they die. It really irritates me when people take something wonderful and beautiful and make it something dirty and disgusting. The intimate relations between male and female are perfectly acceptable. God created them. God made them, and those that say that they are evil are not of God, because they are denying God when they deny what God made is good. And if you want to argue with me, you can argue with me, but you know where you're going to go if you argue with me. And that's all I've got to say on the matter.
Ah, thanks, Nazarene. That's good to know. I thought you might say that, and I agree.
You know, Laura, a man has got to be really careful when he's been hanging around a woman for so long. She knows what he's going to say before he says it. He's in a lot of trouble.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. John Lennon and Demetrius wrote a story, 3rd Platoon Christ Brigade, which is a very interesting adventure. It is available at
voicesfromspirit.com/NN7/links.htm.
I ask you to go and read it.
God here again. Alora is still hot at it, so I'm taking this one again by myself. Here's a common question that we've gotten from quite a few people. God, do you ever take a vacation? Do you ever take any time off? Do you and God the Mother just stop once in a while and take on a physical form and go somewhere and enjoy the scenery and do absolutely nothing? You know, I cannot remember when the last time was that I spent any time out of the holiest of all whatsoever. This time I have been spending with Demetrius and Alora is some of the most enjoyable time I have had for a long, long time. Not that I mind my duties in the holiest of all. I love them. I love my children, and I love all the things that are going on and everything else. But no, I can never, ever remember just not doing anything, just going somewhere and, as you say, enjoying the scenery, though I do enjoy the scenery very much when I do get out once in a while using somebody else's body, but this is a very unusual situation. Demetrius and Alora are working harder than people have worked in a long, long time with me. And these visits are very important to me. I think I have gotten more relaxation with them in the last month or so than I have gotten in thousands of years. It is hard to explain, but my life, my duty, is all that there is for me. But no, I take no time off. I don't need these things. I understand that material people do, but I'm far beyond that.
We'll be back again.